So rising housing costs, rental costs, living paycheck to paycheck, that is something that so many people can relate to in Southern California. And so what are we doing about it? Well, there's a group in Long Beach that's doing something about it, Livre. We are joined by the founder, Jorge Rivera, and then also Eva Ramirez. She is an activist. She's involved with Livre, and she's worked on many nonprofits before, and she's going to share her story with us also. Jorge, tell us about Livre. What does it stand for?
Libre is an acronym for Long Beach Residents Empowered.
And what's the mission?
We're a grassroots community organizing a group that advocates for advancing justice in disadvantaged communities through creation and preservation of affordable housing, renter protections, and community economic development.
There aren't many groups doing this right now, right? You're one of the few.
Yes, actually, we're only the second in the city of Long Beach. And the city of Long Beach is pretty big. It's it's nearly 500,000 residents and about 60% of them, which are renters. And we are only the second housing-focused organization in the city, and both of which are still relatively small in their capacity.
So tell us, what's happening to affordable housing in Long Beach? And I would imagine it's happening in LA County in general. So what's going on?
The things that we're witnessing and experiencing in the city of Long Beach isn't new to the rest of the state. I think that what we're seeing is happening in various cities throughout the country, even. In Long Beach, there are absolutely no local renter protections. And so therefore, there's no reason or no need to give a reason for evictions. And if we find that people are getting evicted left and right, and the landlords don't have to give any reason for it whatsoever. And so we feel that those type of evictions are unjust evictions, and we need to find protections and policies that are put into place that help protect those innocent folks. And so this is a form of displacement that we're witnessing in our communities, especially since there's so much development that the city is investing in commercial-wise, and so that's raising property values, and that then raises rents. And so we see all sorts of injustices happen because of that.
What are people looking at if they just want to get like a two-bedroom? What's the increase been in the last couple of years?
Well, according to a report from apartmentlist.com, in the last year, our rents increased 10.8%. And if you compare that to a salary increase, which on average, on a good salary increase, is about 3% a year, that's definitely outpacing any kind of salary or income increase. And on average, according to the same report, a two-bedroom apartment in Long Beach can go upwards to about $2,000 a month.
Yeah, steep. I mean, you could have, I think, a mansion in Kansas for that. But here we are in Southern California, which we love. We want to be here. But there is something going on with rent increases, with affordable housing. And then you mentioned wage increases, which is a part of this equation.
Right. Housing is so central to everything that we do in our lives and our communities, whether it's work or just play. If you don't have a safe, healthy, and an affordable place to live, it impacts the rest of your life. If you have to live on top of one another, two families living in one apartment just to make ends meet, that affects the children that are involved, that affects the mental health, that affects emotional health, and then that then will transcend, permeate into other areas of your life like work, whether or not you get involved, whether or not the children stay inside the house or they're hanging out outside. It can impact so many different areas of our lives, and so we see that housing is such a central focus in building a healthy, strong, and stable community.
And Eva, you felt this way for a long time. That's how you guys met, right? Through working together on this. Tell us your story.
Well, practically, I have been involved in Long Beach community for the last 20 years.
20 years says commitment and care. So, yeah, that's a long time.
Well, and practically, I have been seeing Long Beach these many years, how has been changing. And now we have that crisis in housing. But I have been, you know, focused on different problems that has been going in the city. But now I feel like the most important thing is housing. And I say housing because housing is connecting with everything. If you don't have a safe place to live, what is going to happen? Your kids, if they don't have a space, their academic levels, they're going to go down, you know, because they don't have that space where to study or doing their homeworks or the things that they have to do. Sometimes these kids got out and on the streets. They found drugs, they found gangs, And another part, if you are suffering for domestic violence and all those kind of stuff, your whole family is going to be suffering for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel like it's important housing. And now we have families that they are living together, you know, mm-hmm. two families in one apartment.
Right. It's a basic need and it affects the rest of your life. So it's life changing. If you can't get into good housing, affordable housing, and have a place for your kids to learn, be able to study, go to the park, all of the things that you're talking about, mm-hmm. you know, those are all needs that we have. It sounds like people are facing homelessness. Is this all of LA County or Long Beach specifically? Or what do you think, Jorge?
Oh, well, I think it's all of LA County. We're going to see even more of it. It wasn't long ago that the city of LA declared a homelessness crisis. And I think that we're seeing a rise in our homeless population as well due to the drastic changes that are taking place in our communities. And I know that the homeless count, which comes around every couple of years, is about to happen again. And there's already an anticipation that there's going to be an increased number of homeless folks.
Action is needed now. In fact, you did a tour for officials. You took them around and you showed them exactly what you're talking about. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, on September 22nd, and I mentioned the date because we are part of a national coalition called Homes for All. And that was a date that the coalition decided to do a National Renters Day of Action. And so cities all across the United States, over 19 different states, over 50 different organizations and cities participated in this National Renters Day of Action. And since we have been since the beginning of the year in strategic planning and we finished in August, we elected to do a housing crisis bus tour of Long Beach as our contribution to that day of action. And so we invited a lot of organizational partners, press, media, and some city council members to come onto the bus tour so that we can show them what's going on throughout the city and so that they can hear directly from some of the resident testimonies and stories about their housing situations. And I think that we really had some really great residents that led the tour and shared their stories and really highlighted all the different variety of issues that we encounter, from habitability to homelessness to rent gouging to unjust evictions. There were a lot of people that came on the bus tour that did comment that they learned a lot more, that they even knew what was going on. And hopefully that strikes in them the desire to want to participate and get involved.
You've proposed some strategies. You have a whole list of ideas.
There's a slew of different policy ideas that are out there. I just posted something on our social media, which is like over 40 different policies that can be enacted to just help start alleviating the problem. I think that one of our most pressing issues is that we have to find a way to keep our residents in their homes. I think that people don't understand that the constant shuffle, the constant moving, the constant changes of neighbors that impacts crime, it impacts stability, it impacts relationships, social support networks. And when people don't have those immediate resources available to them, it impacts the overall health of the community. So if people are concerned about crime, then they should be concerned about resident retention. If people are concerned about gangs and about different people walking their streets, they should be concerned about resident retention. If people are concerned about just in generally the overall health and power of the community, they should be concerned about resident retention. We need that stability in order for us to create healthy communities. If we don't have that stability, then it's almost nearly impossible to create a healthy, vibrant, and a strong community mm-hmm. with constantly changing neighbors.
Ava, what would you like to see happen? What changes can you think of that you'd like to see made?
We need more affordable housing. And yesterday, I was talking with two friends. They have to move from Long Beach to other cities because they cannot pay the rent right mm-hmm. there. Their income is not enough to rent in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you apply for rent,
mm-hmm.
one of the things, they has been paying almost $150 mm-hmm. just to fill it up the applications. Every application is between $25 to $35 mm-hmm. for each application. That's one side. Another side, you have to pay rent and you have to pay the deposit. They live in day by day. You know, they have the money to pay the rent, but another deposit. and then they can afford those kind of stuff.
Right. So we have things that we have to do. You've got to have a deposit, which is going to be high. You have to make a certain amount over the rent, like two or three times the rent, which is already high. So that's already a hurdle that you're going to have to get over. So we have several hurdles just to get into a place. And then you're looking at increases after that. Has this ever been legislated before, or has this been addressed before? These are hurdles that anybody has to face that's renting.
Right. And these are sort of the hurdles that we have to jump over as a city in Long Beach. As I mentioned before, we don't have anything in place to help folks with a 2% vacancy rate in the city of Long Beach. That impacts even the federally funded HUD Section 8 programs, because if landlords can rent it to people that are lining up at the door, they're less likely to take it for Section 8. Mm-hmm. And when Section 8 application process opened after 12 years of being closed, we had, in less than a month's time, over 19,000 applications. That's just the beginning of the process. Then let's say you get your voucher. Now you have to find a landlord that's going to take it. And with our vacancy rate being what it is, it's getting really difficult for Section 8 people, low-income people, to be able to find housing. Mm-hmm. And then they lose their voucher if they can't find something. Mm-hmm. And so they're out of luck at
that point. Stuck in a vicious circle. And people working very hard, you know, working one, two, three jobs, and still they're facing these hurdles and then facing being displaced and just not being able to afford housing. So what can we do to help you?
Well, I think that if you're a renter, whether you're in Long Beach or anywhere else, You should get involved in any sort of local organization that advocates for housing justice. I think at some point there's going to have to reach a pinnacle of renters that are going to come together collectively, unite, and fight for renters' rights. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't come together, and if you think that it's not, even though it's not affecting you now, at some point it will affect you.
And where can we find Libre? Where can we find you online?
They can find us at WeAreLBRE on all the social media sites.
This affects communities. Does it affect people who are buying houses also? Should they be involved? Is there a reason for them to be involved?
Absolutely affects them. I think it goes back to the connection and the correlation that it has with crime and homelessness. We have a lot of people that are living in the better parts of Long Beach that are really complaining about the homelessness and the homeless people that are in their communities. Well, I think by the nature of their name and their label, it's because they don't have a home. So if we come together, even as homeowners, and you advocate for the city to develop more affordable housing so that people like Mental Health America can wrap services around this homeless population, well, then you'll get rid of your homeless issues in your community. So I think that it behooves us all, even as property owners, to get involved and advocate for the residents of the city, even the homeless residents.
We need to get together. And one word that I always say, people power. We don't have the money, but we have the people and we have the power.
That's a great way to lock it out. So Libre, so thank you, Jorge, and thank you, Eva, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.